Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins. Well, Todd, we are continuing our mini-series on multi-site skills. And, you know, if you're tuning into the New Churches podcast for the first time, man, you are like, this is episode 594, episode 600. You're going to hear Todd, Ed, and I all together. It's going to be awesome. In fact, if you want to hear the three of us together, all you got to do is listen to episode 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. And then 600. There's not too much value in our episodes altogether, but it's a lot of fun.
Very little value. It's mostly Ed and I taking shots at each other.
/ catching up, right? So, so basically, so basically the moment we all go live, I'm just going to hit record and then we can all catch up on the air altogether. But basically, yeah, if you're tuning in for the first time, even number episodes, Todd and I are together, odd ones, the Ed and I are together. anyway, that's, you know, because Ed is not odd at all. But he actually, I said that and he was like, wait, are you trying to say something? Was that intentional? The odd number ones. But, you know, we're doing these episode mini series together. I'm doing a mini series with Ed on the odd numbered episodes and doing the a mini series with Todd on the even ones. And we're in the middle of a multi-site skills one. So go back to episode 590, 592, and just take a listen to some of the other episodes that we've done because they're, in a sense, all mini skills that we want to help you, or multi-site skills that we want to help you during this mini series. So today, Todd, we are going to be talking about something you referred to back in episode 592, which is how do you lead people you don't like? Because the fact is, different than church planting in a multi-site reality, even if you're a campus pastor, you are not building your team from scratch. Inevitably, you're going to be having dotted lines and solid lines from people who were there before you at the central campus or central services, and however the structure looks and works out. And yeah, you might be hiring and developing people for your team, but hey, they might actually have been coming from a different campus, or their staff members that want to join you. So it's you're going to end up needing to lead people either horizontally, right, laterally, or upwards, or even downwards of people you don't like. So yeah, Todd, what are your thoughts on how you lead people you don't like?
Well, I mean, I know. Okay, so here's the thing. While you should love everyone on your staff or your volunteer leadership team, it's okay if you like some people more. I mean, it's important for you to realize at some point in time, you're going to end up with somebody on your team that you don't exactly jive with. And I'm not talking about somebody who is like toxic to your culture. That should not be tolerated. That needs to be removed. I'm talking about somebody who's adding value to the team, but there's just something that rubs you the wrong way, or, you know, it's just an issue. So yeah, that's what we're talking about. I mean, first I would say you have to identify what is your problem, not the problem, because you're a leader and you know, you've got to figure out what you find so irritating, and then address that. I mean, is it something like they're too negative, or they're obsessed with a hobby or show, or perhaps Enneagram? Or maybe
I like how you slipped that in there. There's a story behind that, isn't there?
No, that's, you know, sometimes maybe I find those people really annoying, especially when it's like, hey, you went to a 2-hour seminar and now you're telling everyone, yeah. Oh no, you're not a three, you're an eight.
Yeah. Yeah. And for our listeners who aren't aware, I mean, both Todd and I are total geeks on assessments.
Yes. They're aware.
Yeah. Todd with the Myers-Briggs and emotional intelligence, and me with the StrengthsFinder. So yeah, it is funny talking about the Enneagram side of things. It's a fun assessment, but does it have the science behind it that some of these other ones do? No, it doesn't. Right. So yeah.
I think it actually makes you selfish, but that's a whole other topic for a whole
okay.
Other
So before we go on, let me just say something. Okay. Before we go on, cause there's something that you said where you got to figure out, and I don't know how intentional you were at saying this and if you're going to double click a little bit more into it, but every time you're in a conflict with someone else, it's never, and that could be your spouse or your kids or family members or whoever, right? Within your church, it's never 100% them. Even if you're angry at them and you think it's their fault, it's never 100% about them. There's something that you bring into the equation too. And if you continue to have the same arguments and fights and conflicts with everyone or with multiple people, and there's a pattern in your life toward that, then it actually might be more your problem than their problem. So is that kind of what you were referring to? Totally.
Yeah, because it could be something like, you make an excuse, they're too negative, they're obsessed with Enneagram, or they're too aggressive or whatever. Sometimes it can be superficial where it's their personality, mannerisms, or how they do stuff, or they always have to be right, or one up a story, like whatever it is, you have you still have to change your attitude and how you interact with them, because if you don't, it's only a matter of time before it's going to be an issue. It's going to become apparent to them,
yeah.
Or it's going to be apparent to the rest of your team. They're going to pick up on that, and it's going to wind up being an issue.
Yeah, that's good. So let's just hear a quick word from our sponsor for today, and we'll continue on this topic, getting to the nuts and bolts around how you lead people you don't like. No matter how many people you have on staff at your church, there's only so much you can accomplish in a day, right? Your church exists to serve your community, so the mission of your church and its staff is to reach as many people as you can. That's why productivity is essential for churches, as most of your church's success lies in its ability to lean into and leverage resources for optimum performance. And thankfully, our friends at Belay know this well. Belay, an innovative staffing solution with over 10 years of experience serving churches, has successfully matched thousands of organizations with part-time virtual assistants, bookkeepers, and social media strategists. That's why they're offering our listeners a free download of their resource, Church Leaders: Essential Strategies to Unleash Productivity. Let Belay help your church live its mission in your community by helping you juggle less and accomplish more. Just go to Belay, that's BELAY solutions.com/Lifeway for your free download. Now back to the episode. All right, Todd, so what are some nuts and bolts? You've done the discovery, you've done some self-assessment, looking in the mirror. Now what? How do you actually lead people you don't like?
Well, I would say you've got to manage expectations for what healthy boundaries are when you bring new people onto your staff. That's like the first start, because there's probably going to be some people on our staff that we're personal friends with, but again, we got to be, friendly, professional, and courteous with everybody. So the key to being, professional is basically treating them how you would want to be treated, and taking a general interest in them and margin time for them, even if you have to put it on your calendar, even if you don't, like it, you still need to periodically do that and make a conscious effort to engage them in conversation about life outside the organization, because you may find something in common. And if you can't, I would say next, just knock out a big project with them shoulder to shoulder, because it's not, it's harder not to like somebody if you have worked really hard side by side to achieve something great. So,
yeah.
Take on something difficult together, and it's risky because it could blow up in your face because there's a lot of pressure, but it's a, if it works, it's going to solidify that relationship for years to come.
Yeah. That's, I love that. And, you know, in my mind right now, to be honest, I'm, The Office is like running through my mind, not only because I love the show and I've seen it plenty of times, but this morning in one of our, in one of my meetings, one of our team members, she had one of those virtual backgrounds for Zoom.
Yeah.
And I was like, where have I seen that? And it was totally from The Office. It was like the background from Steve or from Michael Scott. Anyways, I bring it up because when I think about how you lead people you don't like, it's Michael Scott and Toby Flenderson. Like that relationship that Michael and Toby have. And it's so interesting. And I know it's just a show and it's not real and all that stuff. But man, Michael never did either of those two things that you talked about. He never made an effort to get to know Toby or find something in common. In fact, he would occasionally very sarcastically do that, but he just hated him. Yeah. Punch a jab at him. And the other thing was, I mean, not only that, but you know, he just never made the effort to even do any sort of work together. So I love those two suggestions because they're so practical. And it's like, yeah. Right. And actually, you know, in my context too, I've had conversations where in my present and previous context where it's just like, hey, have you like, what do you know about that person's family? What do you know about that person like outside of work and outside of the conflict and outside of their role? What do you know about them? Can you at least find something in common? And if not, yeah, here's a project. And you're right, Todd, it could blow up in their face, but more or not. And here's the thing, we have Christ. Right? Christ in us, the hope of glory. And right. Part of it is if you're a follower of Christ and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, there's only one Holy Spirit. So Todd and I are both filled with the same Holy Spirit. You and your team member are both filled with the same Holy Spirit. So yeah, pray together before you do your project, right? Ask, how can I pray for you? And spend time praying for one another too.
I think that's one of the key things, because if you're intentionally praying for that person, then you're not just, you know, saying, okay, I'm going to pray for this person so it'll draw me closer to them. So you have to intentionally do that. And in order to intentionally pray for someone, you have to figure out, you know, more and more about what's going on in their life. And as just praying, dear God, be with John today. It is knowing his family members' names, his kids, his wife's name, his, you know, if there's some issue that's going on with his family or an ongoing thing as you get to know him. And, you know, I think that's just a really key thing. Another thing you can do in addition to those two things would be asking them to teach you something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, eat your humble pie, eh?
Yes, yes. But odds are they do something, you know, better than you or know something that you don't know. So whether it's taking an interest in a hobby that they have, or it's, you know, ministry related or whatever it is, again, having them teach you something or, you know, walk you through their Sunday or whatever it is. Now it's important to come in with a learning posture and not a boss posture if you're their boss, but to come in with a learning posture. But again, I think it works whether you're talking about lateral leadership or if you're, you know, overseeing that person. So have them teach you something is good for you and them, I think.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You know, we're going to continue our series on multi-site skills in two episodes from now, episode 596. But before we wrap up today's episode, Todd, you know what I just realized because you were talking about hobbies?
What?
We never actually went shooting together.
I know.
Like, we were close. We had planned it all out. It was going to happen. And then it didn't. but we talked so much about guns because that's your hobby. But you never actually took me shooting.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to fix that one of these days.
Yeah, I know we will. Hey, I have one last thing. Okay, one word of warning. This is a don't do this. If this person has a quirk, mannerism, habit, bothersome, downright annoying thing, don't share it with other employees and make a joke out of it. Because just because it's funny doesn't mean you have to do it.
Yeah,
and
yeah, that's good.
It's going to undermine your leadership.
Mm.
Now, I mean, that's really weird coming from me and you having been on my team because, you know, our team.
Yeah.
There was no holds barred and everybody and everyone, everything was fair game. Yeah. But that's maybe for another episode. Don't do that. Don't be like me. That's a rare thing.
But we all liked each other.
Yeah. We loved
So, and it was, yeah. So it's different.
It's like Proverbs, you know, you can have two different things. So I would also say, hey, if your staff can't do a good impression of you, you're leading wrong. They don't know you well enough.
Yeah. Or your hand is too heavy.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for listening in, and we will catch you next time.